friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woo!
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did you have fun on New Year's Eve?
I don't know yet.
Who did I kiss at midnight?
Nobody.
We're filming this before New Year's Eve. The day before New Year's Eve. But we are hoping that it was a wonderful New Year's Eve and start of the new year for all of you.
I'm sure it will be.
Happy New Year to you all.
What was I going to say? What have you been doing the last 2 weeks?
What have we been doing?
Nothing.
My favorite thing to do.
Nothing. That is my favorite thing to do. Nothing.
I was,
When people are like, what do you like to do for fun? I'm like, nothing.
Fucking same.
I like to do nothing.
Well, I'd like to think, too, that we're fortunate enough that our careers are super fun. So, like, I'm cool with doing nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
Because
yeah.
I do fun stuff all the time and so much, sometimes too much.
I know. When I was watching your end of the year video that you posted, I was like literally me and Adam fought all year. Like, just being absolutely nonsensical all year. Yeah. It was so fun.
It was, like, insane. When I was going back through, I had, like, that video took me hours to edit, and I didn't even put in every single video I wanted otherwise.
That's why I'm literally doing one of those short CapCut ones. I'm gonna do it tonight.
I was gonna do that, but it's too short. Like, I had too many. Guys, I did so many awesome things. No, I was just so fucking busy this year. I couldn't fit it all into the CapCut edit. Otherwise, I would have done that.
Yeah.
But, what a fucking crazy year. It's been awesome. It's been incredible.
I know, so much fun.
A lot of people were like, I can't believe you did all of that this year. That's crazy.
I know.
And it's the fun thing about that is, like, about having a platform and having people like watch you do stuff for like a year is they feel like they're there with you, so they like also feel like it's crazy. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I just feel like we're on the journey together, and that's pretty wholesome.
Yeah,
pretty wholesome, guys. Love that for us. But yeah, the past few days, I've honestly been on my adult shit. The past adulty things. I'm done adulting for the day.
It's 1 o'clock.
Don't even talk to me before I've had my coffee. The past few days, honestly, me and Billy have been spending a lot of time with the dogs, and you all met Tuna. Woohoo. And he's doing great. We've just been spending a lot of time with them and trying to train Tuna and kind of get him on the same wavelength as Squiddy. And I've unpacked like almost all of my Christmas gifts, which
I haven't even done that.
Brand new for me.
Haven't even done that.
But I actually got a ton of home stuff for Christmas this year from my family, which is so awesome because I need a lot of random stuff. Like, what I really, really needed was, like, cookware, glassware, all that kind of stuff. And my family got me a whole bunch of nice stuff, which is awesome. And so, like, we've actually unpacked all of it, like, broken down the boxes, taken them out. Billy cleaned out the whole pantry yesterday. We cleaned up our room the other day. Been doing laundry. I've been, like, real productive this week. And I've been playing my video game. And it's been a dream.
Nice.
So I haven't left the house in like 6 days, but that's okay.
That's always the best part.
Yeah, that's, I need that because next year I'm never gonna be home. So, or this year I should say.
No shit.
I'm gonna be gone constantly this year, so it's for the best. What about you?
What have I been doing?
Yeah,
honestly, just watching TikTok. I haven't put away like literally any. Actually, I did all my glassware that mommy bought me.
Oh, nice.
I put it all in my dishwasher and ran it last night.
Guys, new cup alert.
I know.
New cup alert.
My mom got us new Stanleys.
This was one of my gifts. New cup alert. This is such a me color.
Yeah. But like mustard yellow.
I've been using it nonstop since Christmas. Anyways, go ahead.
I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, I watched all of those. And then my mom bought both of us. I don't know if you guys watch it on TikTok where girls will buy those spice little things.
Oh, yeah.
And you put the labels on them.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know. Like, you put them in you take them out of one container and put them in another one.
Yeah. And then you display them on that little rack thing.
Do you have to leave them out?
No, but the little rack goes in a drawer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But I don't have a drawer, so I'll probably put it in a cabinet. So it'll just be displayed in there.
Yeah.
We'll see. I haven't really thought it out yet.
I know. I literally told Billy, I was like, I want to be that girl so bad, but I'm just not. Like to go buy it myself and set it up myself.
Are you not going to set that up?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Just do the ones you already have.
I'm going to do my darndest.
It honestly takes all the thinking out of it. There's like four different versions of the like lettering in there for the stickers. So like if you don't like one, you could try a different one.
Wait, but you have to like spell it out?
No, they're written. They're like all in there. So it says like salt, pepper, whatever.
Oh, cool.
Celery salt. Cool. So I'm saying there's four different versions of the label in there. So you could pick which one you like. Celery salt.
What the hell is that?
You've never heard of celery salt?
I think I have. I don't know.
Anyways, so they have those. And then there's like those, there's a paint marker in there. And then there's like plain black labels. If you don't like any of them, you can write it yourself.
Interesting.
And it comes with a funnel. So there's no mess.
Oh, nice. Well, then maybe it'll be fun.
It will be fun. I'm excited. So I washed all mine last night. I made a dishwasher.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude, this year our brother saved money and bought all of us Christmas presents.
For the first year ever.
Yeah, he bought me and Drew
Journals.
And pens.
Fancy pens.
He bought Drew a to-go mug for a coffee because she doesn't have one.
Which I needed desperately because all of my to-go cups right now are PR. And which is not necessarily a bad thing because that means I'm trying to keep all the things that get sent to me, but like they're for PR. So a lot of times they're so flashy or they're like a really flashy color or they don't have a little like, what do you call it?
Like a stopper?
Like a stopper. So it doesn't spill in the car. Like, and I've been using like these like electric pink and blue ones, like
because well, and there's only two, so if they're both dirty, she doesn't have them.
Yeah, so then I take an open face cup in the car because I don't have any to go mugs.
Yeah.
So he got me a really, really cool one. So
he bought me like these little plastic bowls because I only have four bowls in my house because it's just me.
Oh yeah. And then he was like, "This is for you because I hate having to wash dishes when I house it for you."
Yes. Like he made spaghetti at my house the other night and then didn't wash the dishes and I did them.
Well, I mean, that's fair because he cooked
for himself. I didn't eat that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, that's a little different then.
And so I told him last night when he was at my house, I was like, if you don't wash the dishes after you eat dinner, I'm going to pick you up over my head and throw you on the street.
Me and Billy all this week have been like making a lot of food at home. And so today we had a whole bunch of dishes because Billy, he has been breaking in all those new pots and pans.
Did he use his new blender yet?
No, but he set it up already and he put it in the cabinet. He literally cleared out a space in the cabinet for so we could go in a cabinet.
I tested that like Facebook hack where you like after you finish using it, because I use the little single serve cups instead of the big blender jug.
Yeah, the one that mommy got Billy has both, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, mine does too. So mine is like two different size Ninja cups. Yeah, oh, mine just doesn't have the food processor.
Oh, see, that's so fucking sick, too. Yeah,
she can grind
that's
down.
How you know we're getting fucking old, because I'm, like, so fired up about
I know, my mom's
appliances.
My mom's big present for me this year for Christmas was a Dyson vacuum, and I was so excited to get it ready and charged up.
Yeah, Dyson got me a carpet cleaner, like a spot cleaner, and I've been using that shit nonstop lately. I've literally been like, wait, let me get the carpet cleaner.
Is it good?
Yeah, it works pretty good. It works really well. It's pretty simple to use. I just like had to kind of figure it out a little bit at the beginning. But
yeah, it's a little rug cleaner.
Comes in handy with two pets. So
I bought it before there was two. So
yeah, because I just need it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we had a really good holiday. I hope you all did too.
Yeah.
What video game are you playing right now?
I'm playing Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Oh,
anyone,
nice.
Anyone familiar? Came out a few months ago. It's really fun. I'm having a blast. And then I was like playing the other day and I was like, I always talk to myself when I play video games or I talk to Billy. And then I started doing something else. And then I told Billy, I was like, this is the part where I get real weird because I've been playing for too long. And then Billy goes, you've been like that for the last 2 days. He's like, you've been that like that since you started playing. I was like, oh.
No, you've been weird the whole time. Yeah. Oh, now it is? What was it before?
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is, okay, this is the weird part.
Dude, I still haven't finished The Last of Us. It is so scary.
Oh, the game?
No, yeah.
Yeah, just play a different one. There's a reason why I haven't played that
game. Well, I got the Spider-Man one.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, and it's not, I don't like it.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I didn't like the last Spider-Man game.
The Miles Morales one?
Yeah, like I liked it, but I finished it in like 2 days. And did I play for 18 hours each day? Yeah. But that's not the point. It's like Red Dead Redemption or whatever. Is it Redemption?
It's not Red Dead Revolver. That's that.
That's the other game.
Yeah.
That game's fun. Do you guys remember that game? Did you guys ever play Red Dead Revolver?
We used to play it as doubles where you have to like shoot each other.
And Dayson hated playing with me. Because she hated being chased, even virtually. I was like, Dayson, come here. And I was like chasing
her.
No,
I'd be like, no, just come over here. I'm not going to shoot you. And then I would.
No, but she would. She says that, but then she would hate when I would chase her to shoot her.
Anyways, and I would. Red Dead Redemption. You're right.
That's that game took me forever to fucking finish. Ghost of Tsushima took me forever to finish.
Well, maybe there's just different types of games. So.
I know, but my point, I loved the Spider-Man games. Like when they were on the PS2 and the PlayStation, the very first PlayStation, like I loved the Spider-Man games. Yeah. I just like, I need them to be longer. Like it's just like the Miles Morales one I fucking killed in like 2 days. It's way
just,
too
like,
fast.
I just like don't have fun in games like that. Like the only video game I've ever played where I've had as much fun as you're describing you have when you're playing Assassin's Creed.
I know, it's Animal Crossing.
Yeah. When will I ever feel that happiness again in a video
game? You won't. You won't unless you get a silly game like that.
They're like, play Stardew Valley. That's not the same thing at all.
Oh, as...
Animal Crossing.
Well, I'm also a big graphics person, so like...
Oh, Alex is going to say to play Dreamlight Valley. Go ahead.
I'm a big graphics person, so if the graphics aren't very good or they're super old, I can't play it because I hate looking at it. But like, I played Hitman. I don't know if anyone's ever played Hitman. That game's fucking fun. Like, if you like, but see again, like those games, I finished them so fast. But I did buy one like earlier this year that was all three Hitmans. There's like three in one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the stories are extended or maybe I just am like playing the full versions now. Because mm-hmm. the first time I played Hitman, I finished that game in 1 day, which I couldn't believe. But maybe it's because they're supposed to all be grouped together. I don't know. But that one's really fun because there's like a million ways to get the mission done and it's up to you how you want to do it. Which I think is pretty fun. But yeah, now I'm playing Assassin's Creed. Very fun. I've played so many Assassin's Creed games. They're always awesome. They're always killer. No pun intended. I think that for this one, like if I know you guys are going to wonder what my favorite Assassin's Creed is. Okay. I think my favorite one is Valhalla, which came out last year with the PS5. That one is, I had a fucking blast playing that game and it took me forever.
But right now you're playing Mirage?
Yeah, that's the newest one that just came out.
Okay.
That came out like, I think in like August or September. Okay. And I bought it before it came out and I haven't played it until December.
Oh, okay.
And Daddy and Donovan just told me they finished it. Mm-hmm. They like just finished it. But I told them to play Valhalla because they were telling me they had it because they got a PS5, but they haven't played it yet. And I'm like, dude, that one's fucking awesome. You should play Valhalla. That one's fun. And in Valhalla, you can fuck around with people. That's pretty fun.
What do you mean?
Like you can literally develop like romantic relationships with people, but it doesn't matter what gender.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is pretty cool. Pretty sure. Progressive. Like you could just be sucking and fucking and killing in that game. In case anyone's interested.
When I would play Grand Theft Auto, that's all I would do.
Just kill and then have sex with people.
Go to the strip club, yeah, and kill people. And do like a little mini mission.
Did you see the
new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not coming out till like 2025 or
I know.
Shit.
What a fucking waste. Why of a even trailer. Show it? Don't show it to me. I don't want to see it.
That other one came out.
And you know where it's at? Miami. That's going to be so fun.
They did one in Miami before.
That's Vice City, but still.
Oh, true. Still true.
Different. And I don't think Vice City was Miami. I think it was supposed to be Vegas. Because it's never like based off an actual place, but it is.
It's inspired by it.
Yeah. So this one's off Miami, which is fucking it's gonna be fucking crazy. I can't wait for it to come out.
Maybe I'll buy Grand Theft Auto because I liked that game. Maybe I'll play that one.
It's so fun.
I like that one a lot. Yeah,
I just love a story game. I love a story game that takes me a while to finish.
At my college in the science library, you could rent like game systems. So I did this like during spring break because no one was ever there, and I rented an Xbox and I would rent games and play them for like a week and then go take it back.
That's crazy.
But like no one knows you can do that. Yeah.
How do you know you could do that then?
I knew a guy.
Oh my god. Act like you're stealing it.
No, I'm saying like not a lot of people on campus knew about it, is what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Yeah. Life hack. I don't know if they still do that if you go to U of O, but that's what I did during spring break.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was like real pissed off when I saw the trailer because I was like, don't show this shit to me till right before it comes out. I don't want to fucking see it. But yeah, I mean, that game's probably going to be really fun, to be honest.
I know. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. But anyways, that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been doing. Whole lot of nothing. Whole lot of organizing and playing my game.
I hope all of you are doing that as well.
I hope you all are nice and rested and had a good holiday with your friends, family, loved ones. And we're excited to be here. New year.
Oh, you guys. I've seen two movies since the last time I saw you. So yeah. I finally watched Saltburn. It wasn't as nasty as everyone was saying.
It was. You're just gay.
No, I know. Well, that was going to be my punchline. You stole it for me.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Everyone that thought it was nasty is straight. But I was like, oh, I already knew about the bathtub scene. I didn't know about the one in the cemetery.
You didn't?
No, that one I was like, silent review.
The graveyard scene?
That was crazy.
Can you imagine him filming that?
And then they said he improv'd it. So they were like, okay.
And then everyone left?
Yeah.
Except Emerald?
Probably, yeah. Oh, that guy's a sick little freak.
The boom guy's like,
I'm trying to see something.
the sound guy's like,
where am I supposed to go?
The key grip is like,
the lighting people.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on.
They're in Video Village going like this.
Barry Keoghan? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Keoghan? You're a fucking freak, huh?
You're a sick little freak.
I
need to know what his skin routine is. Is it just being a man?
Yeah.
His skin looks so supple and like soft.
Like moisturized.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it bounced
also,
right off.
Jacob Elordi with an eyebrow piercing.
I saw that. I saw a fucking TikTok about that today.
Like I was like, wait, I'm obsessed.
Someone was like, whenever I see Jacob Elordi, when I see Jacob Elordi, but specifically him with an eyebrow piercing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was just like, row, 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 row. Like this crazy, like scary barking noise.
Dude, I loved it. I thought it was so good.
Something so slutty about an eyebrow piercing on a man.
No, I know.
You're such a little slut. You're a little fucking slut.
Anyway, so I saw that one. I loved it. It was one of my favorite movies I watched all year. And then I also...
Fucking crazy. The movie is crazy.
I did guess the whole thing. That was my only complaint. But I did really love it. Especially,
she always says that, but she tries to guess the endings of movies. So I'm like...
No,
I
know.
Because you hate surprises, so... You know what I mean?
But
I have a question for you about Saltburn. Do you think that they... Spoiler! Do you think that they actually liked each other? I know Barry Keoghan's character did, but like...
I don't think he did. I think he was obsessed with being him. Like,
yeah. As so you, much so that...
He, like, you know he would do is. That in the bathtub. Yeah.
You know what it is?
What?
You know what it is? It's literally the exact same thing as men who idolize... Like the aggressively straight heterosexual men,
yeah,
who idolize to a fault and to a weird point, athletes. Like I've made this joke before. I'm like, they literally can't tell if they want to be him or be on him.
Yes,
like they can't tell.
I think that was that. So I think his I think his character is bi. Yeah, because he did a he
well,
did a,
yeah yeah
he did because... a lot of really straight and gay things.
Yeah.
But I think he was just so obsessed with his lifestyle and who he was as a person.
To the point where you like can't tell if you're like, if it's solely sexual attraction or if it's like envy.
Yeah. Envy and like also jealousy as well.
Make the most aggressively heterosexual men you know watch that movie.
Like the cemetery scene, I was like, what the fuck when I was watching it.
How long was it?
It felt like it went on for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it would start there and then cut back and then go back and then go back. And then it just kept going as he started taking all of his clothes off.
Yeah.
That was the most surprising scene to me. But then everyone was talking about, like, there's a scene with the sister. Like, I don't want to spoil anything else for everyone. But
you can. It's been out for months.
Okay, the scene with the sister.
I read the Wikipedia page. I can't remember if I said that because I'm impatient. So I was like... The movie wasn't out yet on streaming, so I just read about it.
I think what made me laugh was that so many girls went to go see it, obviously because of Jacob Elordi. And they were like, I can't wait to watch him be a hot slut. And all you're watching is Barry Keoghan be a little sick freak
a
the whole
freak.
Movie.
Freak. You're a little movie. Fucking freak,
so then
aren't you,
of
Barry?
Of course, they're like, what the heck? But like for me, the cemetery scene was... And then a lot of people have been saying there's so many awkward things that happened to him throughout the movie. like to Barry's character.
Yeah.
That to me are more embarrassing than drinking.
Than him having sex with dirt.
Yeah.
I have a question about that scene.
Okay.
Was he like full mast and he's just fucking the dirt?
Yeah.
Like he's putting his penis inside of it.
Yeah.
Inside the dirt.
In the ground, yeah.
You see the penis?
Yeah. You see his pee-pee multiple times.
And he has a huge dick.
That's what they're saying. I have nothing to compare it to.
Huge, uncut Irish.
Everyone's like, oh, waiter. Was it when he danced at the end? Well, no, that looked fun. I wasn't looking at that. Like, that part in the cemetery.
Was he flaccid when he was swinging it? When he was schlanging it around?
When he was dancing?
Yeah, at the end?
I think so. Maybe it was a little bit. I don't know.
Was it hanging low?
Like, was it hanging?
I'm just saying, he's hanging brain, apparently. All I've heard is how big the dick is. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know.
And a lot of people were saying he didn't use prosthetics, but no. I don't know if that's real.
I mean, he's dancing really hard, and it didn't look like anything was, like, on there.
Well, I mean, they would professionally adhere it, so it wouldn't be, like... And normally, they only do that because, like, they're uncomfortable showing their wiener, which, for obvious reasons, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they, like, put prosthetics on them, so it's a wiener of somebody else. Like, it's a fake wiener on their wiener.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? No, it was real. That's what he said. I don't think he would be allowed to lie about that, but it looked real to me.
Well, I don't think he's the one who's lying. I think it's everyone else, like,
no, they asked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
He goes, you know what I'll say? No wonder he's comfortable being how tall he is.
Yeah.
When he's packing a fucking... heat down there.
People were like, oh, because he went on a date with Sabrina Carpenter. They were hanging out.
I saw that.
And someone's
isn't
like...
Isn't he a lot older than her?
He's 30, because he's the same age as me, or he might be a year older than me. And
she's like 24 or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not that bad.
I thought she was like 21 or something.
I don't know. I also love Sabrina Carpenter. I'm obsessed with her.
Listen, I'll say it.
I want to listen to Feather all the time.
Nonsense was on my Wrapped. I'll say it.
What was I say? But anyways, I love Saltburn. I watched that.
Yep.
I'd give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Nice.
And then I watched The Iron Claw with Zac Efron.
Yep. Wonderful.
I would give that one 500 out of 5 stars. It was so good. I loved it.
I know. I've heard nothing but wonderful things. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, it was really good.
And as someone people, we love the WWE.
I know.
We love wrestling.
My dad, we were talking about movies. He goes, oh, I can't wait to watch The Iron Claw. And I go, oh, cool.
I actually sent him a TikTok about it the day before you guys went to the movies.
Yeah. So he talked to me about it like earlier this month. And I was like, oh, did you watch like the trailer? He goes, well, I love the Von Erich family. They were my favorite wrestling family.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. He goes, yeah, I watched them all the time when I was little. So when we went
They were so popular.
Yeah. When we went and saw the movie, it was so cute because my dad kept going, oh, I watched this one. I remember this one. And then he fights this guy named like Harvey Ace or something like that. And I'm like, that guy looks like he's like 100 years old. And daddy was like, and he did back then too. But anyways, I loved it. I hope Zac Efron gets a lot of Oscar attention for it. I definitely thought Jeremy Allen White was gonna be the sexiest brother. Like, he was, like, don't get me wrong, but the brother that played David, I was like, wait, why am I into him? And then I saw him without the wig on and I was like, never mind. But anyways, Jeremy Allen White, he was so hot in that movie. Highly recommend. But it was so good, and I cried a lot at the end. It was such a great film.
I know.
And then so I watched the Vice documentary yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I learned even more about the family.
It's crazy.
But it was
the Vice documentary. I watched it a few years ago, yeah. Actually.
The Vice documentary is definitely, it's like, there's a lot of similarities, obviously, between that one and the movie. But they leave out one of the brothers, and I think it was just for the sake of time.
Yeah, yeah, from what I read.
But I didn't realize that brother had also wrestled. They didn't even talk about him. So anyways, I don't want to spoil that one for you because it's fairly new, but it is really good, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It was just artsy enough to where it wasn't, like, pretentious or annoying, and I just thought it was really well done, and I loved it.
And that's A24 for you.
Period. I'm going to watch anything they put out.
They put out bangers after bangers.
I haven't watched Priscilla yet, though. I did buy it. I do want to watch
that one. Have watched Priscilla.
I am scared to watch Jacob Elordi in that one because he looks too tall next to Kayla Spaney or whatever.
It's pretty creepy. It's pretty weird. But he looks like that next to everyone. And I think it's just his build. Like, he's built like Jack Skellington.
Well, in Saltburn, I never felt like that. But
even, like, have you seen the red carpet pictures of the two of them walking together?
I want my boyfriends to be boyfriends. So that's when I look at them. So when I look at them, that's the sound.
It's like, I don't want you to date me. I want you to date each other and then, around me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, that reminds me, actually.
I want two boyfriends, and I want both of my boyfriends to be in love with each other.
And none of you are allowed to be in love with me.
Yeah.
So, Barry, if you ever see this and you want to come on the show, let me know. Or if you want to come on any other show that I am a part of, let me know. Because then I'm going to ask you to your face if you're a little freak. Do you think he's a little freak? Probably, huh?
I mean, yeah.
Especially now that you told me that that was his idea.
I know.
Do you think Sabrina Carpenter saw that movie and then was like,
get I just that. Said that joke. I what? Said that. Or oh, I didn't even get to finish what I was saying.
I was going to say, you didn't say that. No,
people were saying she must have seen Saltburn.
That's what I said. You think she's like, get him on the line immediately. Someone connect me to him immediately. I have something I need to talk to him about.
Something really important I have to get off my chest.
I'm trying to see something.
Okay.
Anyways, that's a power couple. Happy for them. Hope it works out.
Okay, so again, from our post, we asked the Hogs what we should talk about this year in the first episode of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that we should do a Q&A because there's so many new little sick bean freaks on here and we need to answer some questions.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
This first one is from Lemon. They said...
That's their name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, period.
And Lemon asked, what were you guys most nervous about when starting the podcast?
I think I was most nervous... I'm never really nervous about anything when it comes to my career, but I think what I'm most... What I was most unsure... Like, unsure... Anything that makes me nervous is things that I'm unsure about, so I think... It was mostly platforming my family to that extent. I wasn't entirely sold on in the beginning. I knew I wanted to do something with my sister. I didn't foresee it happening in a way that wouldn't, like, we wouldn't have to platform the rest of my family too, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Because in order to understand the ACU lore, you need to, like, hear more about us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was a little nervous about that just because my family is big and beautiful and loving and amazing. And I know so many of you love them just as much as I love them, which is so crazy to think about. But, you know, I'm very private, too, in that sense. So, like, that part made me a little nervous. But I think that we've struck a really, really great balance. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, there's two things. So one, I was like, I don't know how much of what we think is funny will resonate with everyone or what we think
I wasn't worried about that at all.
Well, I know.
Because you and I are hilarious and I thought that.
Well, I know
And
that.
I knew everyone would sense it.
But that was like one thing I was really nervous about. And then a second thing I was really nervous about was when we restarted Two Idiot Girls in 2023. I had come...
2023.
2022, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was fresh off a breakup, like literally, I think like a month after a breakup.
Yeah.
And if you have listened to all of our episodes, season one is 5 episodes, and those obviously were filmed while I was with someone.
Yeah.
And then season two, I wasn't. So I was kind of nervous, like, because a lot of people are like, are you with someone or are you not? I'm not. I'm single, unfortunately. but when I filmed those first 5 episodes, I was with someone. And then when we started season two, I didn't want to take down the old ones because there's so many good episodes in there.
Well, and yeah, and it's just the evolution of life, really. Yeah,
well, that's what I was going to say. I also wanted, I'm not embarrassed of my breakup. I wanted, or how much I was in love or thought I was in love at the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to showcase my growth and to show you that things can change even when you're fucking 27. You know what I mean?
Things can change and they can also get better. Like,
yeah, and they did.
They can change for the better even if it doesn't yeah. feel like it at the time.
So that was something else I was really nervous about when we first restarted it in 2022.
Yeah.
But, obviously, I didn't care because we did a breakup episode, I think, like, by February, March. So, yeah. Yeah.
Also, to your point about whether or not people would find the same things funny that we find funny, this is just, like, years of anthropological research at this point. But, like, even if someone doesn't find what we're laughing at really hard, like, it's, like, by itself standing alone, even if they don't find that funny, they'll find that we find it so funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Which is why I'm like, I felt real confident about that because I was like, even if you don't find it funny, my ability to tell you about it will make you laugh to some extent. So I call that a win either way.
It is a win. I agree.
And as long as I'm laughing, that's all that matters.
At the end of the day.
I was like, yeah.
Okay. This next one's from Nick. They asked, what are your 2024 ins and outs?
Oh, I've been seeing these a lot. I saw Caitlin Riley. She posted a really funny one on Instagram. One of the ones on hers said movies about war, and then in parentheses it said we get it for out. so funny. Stupid. I'm literally gonna look hers up because I thought hers was so funny that I was like, that's honestly real. I feel most of the ones or a lot of the ones that she talked about.
Hold on. I mean, things that are out.
Let me think. Things that are out.
Things that are out. I think being mean to yourself is so out for 2024. Oh,
yeah. Look, it says out in. Okay, we'll start with in.
Okay.
This is Caitlin Riley's ins and outs for 2024.
She was just on the comment section. She was. Funny.
It says in crying in public.
Yes, always.
Listening to Evanescence again.
No.
Frogs dressed up in 1800s gentleman clothing. Consumerism, but only for girls. Planet of the Apes 2001, directed by Tim Burton. Look, asking, and who's this little guy every time you meet a friend's new boyfriend? Trauma dumping. Kirsten Dunst getting the credit she fucking deserves.
Period.
And then openly hating jazz. Those are all ins.
You like jazz?
You like jazz? Outs are cats, and it says in parentheses, the animal.
Wrong.
Men, this is men getting notoriety, fame, or money from any skill. Yep. Singing in
unless you're a sick little freak.
Yeah, unless you're a sick little freak. Singing in earnest. Agreeing with your therapist. Movies about war. We get it. Mm-hmm. Getting excited when someone has the same name as you. In parentheses, grow up. Hating your boyfriend's ex. AMC popcorn. FaceTiming. In parentheses, grow up. Group FaceTiming, though.
It was so much fun.
Now that's in. Living in Silver Lake.
Stupid.
In all caps, she put Chelsea boots.
I fucking hate Chelsea boots. Yeah. Unless it's my Doc Martin ones. Those ones don't count.
Celebrities being friends with each other. She's so funny. Okay, so those are like ins and outs for those of you who don't know what they are. What are some of yours? What are ins for you?
Ins? Therapy. My new therapist, in.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. These fucking scrunchy socks. These are so in, guys. Let me think. That's hard. We should do a whole episode on that. That
would be in and out.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for me to think of things I don't want to take into the new year.
Okay. What are they?
I said one. I'm being mean to myself. That's one I'm trying to leave behind.
Yep. Do you have any silly ones?
I'm going to leave dairy out. In 2024. Dang.
Good luck.
I'm going to be good.
I will not be joining you on that journey.
My body needs it, so I'm going to leave dairy out.
I said, I am ready to get hurt again. I'm trying to see what's out.
I think, like, being afraid to try new things. Actually, I tried a lot of new things this year.
Do you want to hear something so stupid? I'm, like, so excited about the thought of making an ins and outs that I can't think of anything right now. That's how we feel right now. I'm like, oh my god, that would be so funny to make a list, and I can't think of fucking dick right now. Okay, in sick little freaks.
Yeah,
those are in. What else is in?
Being an unapologetic sick little freak.
Yeah. A sick little freak in a short, hanging brain, sick little freak in.
In parentheses, Barry Keoghan.
Out, Austin Butler.
No, it says Austin Butler, and then in parentheses, being haunted by the ghost of Elvis.
Grow up. This is this.
Okay. You're fucking dumb, dude.
It's not even fucking Jacob Lord you're talking about. In Lilo and Stitch.
For 2024, you're bringing Lilo and Stitch with you?
She's in.
No, in Tuna, out Squid. Wait, I do want to address Beans.
Oh, really? Yeah. Fast.
Okay, so everyone keeps asking, why are you not posting pictures of him? He doesn't live with me anymore. He lives with my mom, who lives 30 seconds away from me.
Yeah,
they were so intensely bonded, and he has so much fun at my mom's house. She has two other dogs.
That's because we found out pretty quickly that
he's a pack dog.
Like, he thrives so much better in a group than he does alone. When he's alone, he feels very anxious and scared.
Yeah,
and we were worried that he was gonna grow more anxious as he gets older, and then that affects his behavior and his behavior.
I just don't want him to feel like that.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's unfair to him. So he's still technically Dayson's. He just lives with my mom. So, like, he's honestly a family dog now.
Yeah.
Like,
he's our family dog.
He's the family dog now. Mm-hmm. So Beans is still very much a part of the ACU.
Yeah, he's just been, like, he's just moved home.
He's on vacaciones. Yeah. Permanently at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. But, like, he basically loves living with them because he loves the girls.
My mom has two girl dogs.
He loves the girls. He does not like my boy dogs.
No. Like, and he's also obsessed with my brother who lives in my mom's house. So it just made sense. Like,
it just makes more sense that way. But Dayson sees him every single day.
Yeah.
So.
And I honestly felt bad because when my dad told me no, I looked it up and his breed is a pack dog.
Yeah.
Or they tend to do well as pack dogs. And I was like, he was probably trying to become a pack with my cats who are best friends and brothers.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Well, cats aren't socialized like that. Like, so. They just don't bond the same way like that if... Just depending on the dynamics. So, like, her cats have been together for years, and they're brothers, literally. So, yeah, Beans is still here. He's still very much part of the fam. He's just now in his own little pack.
So, in for 2024, we'll put Beans in there.
Yeah, Beans is in.
Yeah.
Darla's out. Darla's my mom's girl dog. Just kidding.
Darla can stay. Beans is in. Donnie's out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let me think. What else? What else is in? I'm trying to think what I'm super into.
I think cooking at home.
When I was washing dishes today, I told Billy, I'm like, look what happens when we eat at home. Look at this mess.
You're not like sick and bloated.
Yeah, look at this havoc that we've wreaked here. And like, I feel better and I wake up in a better mood because I'm not eating like shit food all the time.
I think also in is not using your phone as much. Like, out is like, I scroll on my phone so much. And so then yesterday, I was literally about to lie to you right now. Two nights ago, I started building a Lego set and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Let me think. What else is in?
I'm trying to think of something silly.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think of like silly things I've been watching online. Well, I think that's all the ins and outs we can think of, but maybe we'll do a whole episode on that because that's funny.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Okay, this next one's from Amanda. Okay. She said, can we pre-order Drew's book? I'm so excited. How is Jason's little bean doing? That could mean a couple different things. Beans is fine. Love you both. Not a question. I just entered my girl boss accountant era and y'all make my Tuesdays less awful dealing with these crazy clients.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, you will be able to pre-order my book. When I know, you'll know. Like, I genuinely don't know when that's gonna happen, but when I do, you'll be the first to know. But I'm excited that so many of you are excited about my book, as am I. That's probably the one thing I've been very, very nervous about. So, very nerve-wracking, but still very exciting. It's
very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Brennan. They said, have you ever farted really loud in public and then did you blame it on someone else?
No.
I have, but I don't want to tell that story. So it happened to me at school and it was really embarrassing.
I haven't, not to my knowledge anyway.
I was at the library. Fine, I'll tell it. And it was during finals week and I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you did tell me that story.
Walking past a bunch of people, but I had my headphones on. Why do awful things happen to me in that library when I have my headphones on? But anyways, I was walking.
Maybe you should stop wearing your headphones in the library. That's what I would do.
As a fart.
After the Dark Horse incident, I would have stopped wearing
I just made a TikTok about that today if you want to learn more about that story. But anyways, I was walking in to the bathroom behind all these people and I had to go to the bathroom. And so anyways, I farted while I was walking and I thought it was silent because I couldn't hear it. And then I just walked to the bathroom. And then when I came back, the person I went to the library with was like, oh no, I think I was in the bathroom. They texted me, did you fart? And I was like, what? They're like, while you were walking. And I was like, oh yeah. They're like, it was so loud everyone turned around to look.
That's humiliating.
I know,
that's really humiliating.
That's what I get for wearing these shitty ass headphones from Amazon that were not soundproof but for some reason were.
They're not soundproof, they just make you ignorant. They make you a dumbass. It's like that fucking ball in SpongeBob when they turn it on and they're like, duh. You know that ball? It's like you put those headphones on and you start doing stupid shit. Like, why are you farting out loud?
I didn't know it was out loud.
Well, don't you think that if you felt a big one coming, you're like, maybe I should. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I get for trusting my body.
You're being a dumbass. That's what you are. That's like, they don't do that. They just make you ignorant.
And I just pretended like it wasn't Mishka Mark.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works. Ignorance is truly bliss sometimes.
Anyways, so yeah, I have, and it was really funny. Okay, this next is from Eva. She asked, what is your favorite cooking show besides The Great British Bake
Off? Don't have one. Next question.
I used to really love MasterChef Junior. I would cry every episode because I wanted every little kid on that show to win.
I love Chopped. I haven't watched it in a long time. Me and Billy went through a Chopped phase for a while. I fuck with Chopped.
Chopped is good, but like I don't like to watch it anymore. I think I watched too much of it.
Yeah, same. I went through a real phase where I was watching literally like in like the episodes on like the streaming services. Mm-hmm. There's like fucking 4 in 1.
Yeah.
So you watch like 3 of them. You've watched like 12 episodes of
Chopped.
Yeah,
and then already. I'm like tired of watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Nat. She said, what are your top 5 drinks of 2023? Any sort of coffee you liked, a new fun drink, alcoholic, I'm curious, love you.
Oh, you know what's in? Aperol Spritzes. Aperol Spritzes. Everyone, get on board.
You put that in and then what's out?
Espresso martinis.
No!
Yep.
Those are in for me, and then I'm going to say Aperol Spritzes out.
Dead. Aperol Spritzes are in... I know I'm a million years late, but I don't care because I move at my own
pace. Okay, top 5 drinks of 2023. So you said Aperol Spritz for you. I'm going to say espresso martini for me.
I'm going to say the peach monster, the sugar-free one.
I was going to say the peach Celsius. Those are my favorites.
Peach monster, sugar-free.
I'm going to put water in there.
I keep saying, not me. I keep saying peachy keen in my head, but that's not the name of the flavor. It's like peach, some shit like that. It's like a pale pink.
Yeah, the sugar-free one.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
I'm putting water in mine.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm going to also say...
Next one's fruit punch ices. Ices in. What's out?
Diet Coke.
Yes.
Yeah, Jerusalem, we're into Diet Dr. Pepper. That could be your last
one. That's true. I've only done 3.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say poppies. My favorite poppy is... The lemonade one. I don't even know what it's called.
I haven't had a poppy in forever. That cranberry one they came out with during Christmas time looked good, though.
I know.
Couldn't find it anywhere, though.
And then my fifth drink, I'm going to say Topo Chico / Mineragua.
Yeah, both of those are fire. Wait, so I did Aperol Spritzes, Monster. What was the next one I did?
Ice.
Oh, yeah. Fruit Punch Ices.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Special. I'm gonna say Topo Chico too, because yeah. I have Topo Chicos in my house.
So good, dude.
Water was in there. What's in Topo Chico? What's out Perrier?
Yeah, Perrier's out, you guys.
We do love Perrier still, but Topo Chico's better.
Topo Chico's way better.
Does the fizz last longer? So
yeah,
Topo Chicos. Those in. Are in. Topo Chico mixed with Crystal Lights. In. Any sort of water mix. What's out? Mio's. Did I ever like Mio?
No.
Have I ever had Mio?
No. Yes,
but it tastes like ass.
I don't need to taste it to know it tastes like ass.
Out.
I don't want anything in a squeezy bottle. That's gross.
I think they're cool. I prefer Crystal Light. Crystal Light in. Back in.
Okay, this next one's from Kian. Oh my gosh, Kian, I'm obsessed with you. I remember you from the Patreon.
Woohoo!
He had a bunch of questions in here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one, will there be a Bean Freak House tour? No.
No, there will not be. No. And I've been telling, I've kind of told you all this before, but like, it makes me really uncomfortable to show people my home, so I will not be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever glimpses you do get, lucky you. But that's all I will say on that. That's just, it's just too much for me. But appreciate you. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Other question, will Beyonce release visuals in a live album? I think so.
I hope so. Shit.
Are you going to do more special guests? Yes.
Yes, we are.
What more are you hoping to add to the Patreon? I'm hoping to add more vlogs.
Oh, yeah. Dayson's going to try to do more vlogs next year.
My goal every month is at least one. So I think we've done like 2 months in a row or something like that. So more vlogs. I definitely want to hopefully get more guest episodes on there for bonus ones.
Yeah, we're really trying about Adam. Like, we're really fucking trying.
Yeah, we're thinking...
We can't force him, and we never would, obviously. Like, if someone's uncomfortable, we don't want them to do anything like that.
He's just such a shy little fucking freak.
Yeah. So. Speaking of, I told y'all, sick little freaks are in, and Adam's one of them. So...
But if he doesn't come on the podcast, he's going to be out for 2020.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to hold him hostage in that way. But we're trying. We'll see what happens. But honestly, if we can get him to do anything at all, it would probably be really short, and we would probably put it on Patreon, to be honest. Just because we're trying to meet people where they're at, comfort level wise. But I know y'all really want to meet Adam. It's just, he's a little freak. What do you want?
Like, we get asked a lot to do episodes with our dad. I can't think of anything he would hate more.
Yeah. yeah. That's torture for my dad.
So, like, probably not. Maybe we'll get a tell-all with tuna and squid for the Patreon.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. I have to see if they can fit us into their schedule.
Yeah.
Okay, and then his last question was, what do you hope will happen for each other by the end of the year?
Love.
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
For you? Not even, like, it doesn't even have to be anything serious. Like, I just want you to date around.
No, I know.
Or talk.
I definitely feel like I will in the new year. I feel like something I hope for something I'll hope for you in the new year is being able, I think, to take time to just be a little snail on the couch without feeling guilty. That's like, I really hope you, one of my hopes for you next year is to strike a better, like, balance.
Yeah.
With your work, home life. Is that what you call it? Work life?
Yeah.
A better work life balance. I want you, that's my biggest goal for you next year. I feel like this year we're ending on a high note because you've been able to be a snail on the couch for a minute. And so I'm hoping you're able to do that a lot more in the new year.
Same. One of my goals for the new year is to go on vacation with Billy. So, like, just for fun and not for anything in particular, like, solely for fun.
Yeah.
That's one of my goals. Just one.
It's not really too much to ask for. Even just one.
Even if it's like a staycation, that's cool too.
Okay, this next one's from Katie Rippey. She said, what mindful intentions are you guys setting for yourselves in 2024? I haven't done my vision board yet, have you? I'm gonna probably work on it tonight.
I have not. I mean, kind of like in the same vein as what Dayson just said, like, is to take better care of myself mentally and, like, physically. I feel like, especially the last, like, 4 or 5 months of the year, like, I was a shell of a human, like,
at the beginning of the year?
At the end of this year.
Yeah.
Just because I was nonstop almost the entire year. And then the last, like, September, October, we were probably only home for, like, 2 weeks out of those 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we were constantly flying, traveling, working, not sleeping, not eating, like, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like this upcoming year, I already know, like, the first, like, 6 months of my year is already planned. So I feel like I'm going to try really hard to take better care of myself, like, mentally and physically, and, like, also work on telling my team, because my team is so fucking great about balancing me, or now they're seeing signs of when I'm, like, falling apart.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to try to be better about telling them, like, hey, I'm feeling overworked. Like, please, don't book that. I can't do it. So that's my goal for this year.
Saying no more.
Is saying no more. Yeah. And not feeling guilty about it or worried about it.
Yeah.
Cause I always feel like every time I say no to any sort of work obligation for whatever reason, whether it's paid or not paid or whatever, I always, like, carry this weird guilt. Like, what if something bad happens and then, like, I should have taken that deal and blah, blah, blah. Like, I have this, like, weird existential dread attached to saying no, which is why I never do. And then I have a nervous breakdown and then nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loses when I have to be 51-50. So that's my goal. My mindful intention is to, like, take better care of myself this year.
Yeah.
Listen to myself more, you know?
I switched therapists in... Like, I stopped seeing my old therapist in, like, April and then started seeing my new one in August. And I feel like I've felt and seen a huge change in myself. So that's in next year.
In a great way.
Yeah, that's in for next year's my new therapist. So I think I just want to be – I feel like I've been doing really good at being nice to myself for the last, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Want to
keep that going.
Yeah, keep that going. And then mindful intention. I think I just want to have fun, a lot more fun next year. I feel like I had a lot of fun this year and I want to continue that next year. I don't feel like I have anything different that I want to do. I guess just be busier, even though I'm already really busy.
Yeah.
That's a huge goal, is to be busier next year.
I would say for you is to focus on your career a lot more, like, your solo career. outside of you and I.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that would be a great one because you put so much of yourself into us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see you put that into you.
Yeah, I feel like I did it towards the end of this year.
Yeah,
and then I want to be able to do it all year.
The whole
next
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like real, like 50-50 split between us and you.
Consistency, yeah. Of course.
Period.
Okay, this next one's for me. That it's two questions. The first one is for Drew. It says, how did you and Peely meet after high school before dating?
How did we meet? Oh, I mean, like you said, we already knew each other. From high school. We were both at college. We both went away to school for like 4 years. We kind of kept in touch during school, but then we fell out of touch the last, like, I think like 2 years before we started dating. And I don't know. He hit me up and I was mad at him because he annoyed me the last time we talked. And I was like, whatever. But we still followed each other on everything. I just like didn't really see myself ever interacting with him in real life ever again once I graduated from school. And then he did not give me that choice. Like once I graduated, I think it was literally like the week or like 2 weeks before I moved home because I had already graduated and then I stayed in Hawaii for like another month because I was trying to get a job and it didn't work, which was very frustrating. But now I know that the reason why I didn't get a job is because I was supposed to move home and fall in love with Billy. So I stayed in Hawaii for another month and I was trying to figure everything out, but it didn't work. Nothing worked out. So then I had to move home. And so I had to like pack everything and sell everything and then move back. And like 2 weeks before I moved back home, he just started texting me. He's like, hey, when do you come back? Like when you graduate, I know you graduated, but when do you come back? Like, we should hang out. And then I was just ignoring it. I was ignoring his text. And I was sending them to Dace. And I was like, what does this guy want? And then...
what a sick little freak.
Speaking of. But yeah, he kept texting me. He was very persistent. And then I was like, all right, fine. And then joke's on me. Now here we are 6 years later. So there you go. Life comes at you fast.
Okay, and then her other question is for me, and it says, can you tell us how it was like coming out to your family, and were you nervous at all? I was nervous, and not even because my family was homophobic. Like, I grew up around a lot of queer people because my mom was a cheer coach when we were little, so I was constantly around queer men.
Yeah.
But I was nervous, I think because I just didn't know how they were going to react, even though I had no reason to think that. I think it's just something new and scary that I was going to have to share with everyone. That even I wasn't really sure about either because I had never thought about being gay until I met someone. And then I was like, no, I'm for sure at least a little bit, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. So yeah, I was nervous and it was honestly super easy and everyone was like, okay.
Yeah. I do talk about Dayson coming out to me in my book a little bit. Well, quite a bit. We talk about it for a while in the book, which me and Dayson talked about prior to me writing about it.
Yeah, they're not going to pay me any royalties, but it's like whatever, I guess.
The royalties is this.
I know, kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I gave her permission. She asked me and I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I did talk about it. And this is what I'm not going to go into detail about it because you guys will read about it in the book. But this is what I will say. My family as a whole has always been extremely supportive of gay people in the gay community for a very, very long time. What I will say is I wish that I reacted better when Dayson told me. That doesn't mean I never hated Dayson. I never thought she was gross or weird or anything. I did think she was a sick little freak, but that was unrelated to her being attracted to women.
That was outside of this.
That was unrelated to her sexuality. That was just her aura. But it was more so I was honestly more so upset that she was in a whole ass relationship and didn't tell me for like,
yeah,
over a year.
No, I started dating in like March and I think I told you in June, so it had been like 2 or 3 months.
No, dude,
I told you as soon as I came home my freshman year summer.
I know, and you had started dating her during your freshman year.
I know, I'm saying I finished my freshman year in June and I came home when we started dating in March of that year in 2013.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so only been a few months.
Well, over a year in the sense of courting.
No.
Okay, 6 to 8 months.
At least 6 months, yeah.
Well, there you go. It was just, it had been a really long time and she hadn't told me, and I also knew, because neither of us dated in high school.
Yeah.
And we always told each other we would tell each other when stuff started happening. Remember?
Yeah.
When we started dating.
Yeah.
Anything intimate. Like, mm-hmm. obviously not, like, because I'm a fucking weirdo about that stuff. Like, I don't like talking about that a lot. But Dayson's a sick little freak. I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. Like, she'll tell me anything and everything if I really ask, but I don't want to know because I don't want to tell her.
No,
anything.
Then I don't want to know about you either. So it's
the yeah. same thing. Yeah. Well, now, of course, because you and Billy have your own relationship. But my point being that we always said we were going to talk to each other and she didn't tell me anything. And I felt like betrayed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were other reasons, too, that I was like, I felt upset at her because I felt like she, basically, I felt like she did this whole new life thing without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We did everything together.
Yeah. We walked through life, every single phase of life we did together. Every new thing we experienced together, like dances, like dates for dances, yeah. like crushes.
Yeah,
like,
graduating. Yeah.
No, yeah. Like. Celebrity obsession, like mm-hmm. shit like that. And then I also like genuinely believed that I would have known if she was gay, which I did. Looking back, I fucking did. But she told me when I was 17, so of course I'm not thinking like, well, she did have that weird obsession with that girl in Lemonade Mouth. Of course I wasn't thinking about that when I was 17. But
even I was literally being gay and I was telling people, but I'm not gay, I'm just dating a girl. It was like the most internally homophobic thing you could ever. You're already doing the gayest thing you could do.
Yes, exactly. Which is like date the same sex. Yeah. But anyways, so what I will say is I never hated her. I never thought she was gross. I never was mad at her for being gay. I was mad at her because I felt like she was hiding something from me for so long, and I was really upset. And I was afraid of public perception in the sense of her being in danger and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these thoughts swirling around, but I do talk about it in my book, but what I will say is I wish I reacted better when she told me. I didn't react the way I wish I did. It's like the only regret I have in life. More so in the sense that I wish I was just like, okay, well, I love you regardless. Which I did end up telling her. like
2 days later.
Yeah, two days later. Not even. Yeah.
I think not later even. That night.
Yeah, it was like the next day. And that's just because we were both like so emotionally charged after she told me.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I was thinking about it, I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you're dating a girl.
Yeah.
I fucking don't. Like, I don't care at all.
When I had told Drew, the only person I had told was my mom mm-hmm. and then one of my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Papa.
No, Papa was one of the last ones I told.
I thought you had already told Papa.
Mm-mm. I told Papa right before I graduated college, like my senior year.
But he knew.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew. Because
he actually asked you first.
Yeah, and I said no. No, mm-hmm. he asked you. He never asked me.
He didn't ask me.
Oh, okay. Maybe he asked my mom, but he never asked me. No, I mean,
yeah. But he told her, like, oh, I just wanted you to tell me when you were ready. To feel
comfortable. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm bringing home the same girl for...
for holidays.
For holidays.
And they sleep in the same bed.
And they sleep in the same bed. And she wears boy clothes. So, yeah. So, yeah, he's gonna know.
He was like, whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
And we're best friends. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. Ready?
Okay.
This one's from Christine. It's a two-parter. Okay. So the first question is, what is something you're most looking forward to this year? I feel like we've talked about it a bunch. Your book is probably the thing you're most looking forward to this year.
I'm honestly the most scared about my book. I think just like the year in general, I think it's just, I don't even know what to expect, but I think it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking forward to like continuing to work and do more projects and stuff like that. Work more on the stuff and my book coming out. Yeah, of course. It's so exciting. But mm-hmm. yeah.
So what am I most looking forward to next year is just working and doing a bunch of really cool stuff. Yeah. I don't even know what it is yet, but I'm excited.
Yeah. We're going to do all kinds of stuff this year. It's going to be very fun.
And then her last question is, what is your favorite song Kehlani performed and what song do you wish she performed? I saw she's back in the stew.
She's been in the stew.
And I'm very excited.
And I only know that because she texted me that a while ago. Yeah. And yes, she is coming on the comment section. Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Finally, you're going to let gay people come on. That'll be so exciting.
Stupid. That's all my show is gay people. It's my favorite gay people.
It's Drew and her favorite queer celebrities. My favorite song she performed, I think one of my favorite Kehlani songs will always be Alter. I have such an intense connection to that song.
Such a great song.
And a lot of memories with it. So that was my favorite one because I forgot about that song till she did it at the end. I was like, I forgot about this song.
Such a great song.
And then a song I wish she performed.
I wish she performed Water. Did she perform Water?
Yeah. She has to. It's the best song on the album. I don't remember
if she performed Water, but if she did, It was great. If she didn't, she should.
She did.
I'm just kidding.
I listened to the Kehlani set list. I look up set lists of artists.
Yeah.
And that one's in there.
Okay. Well, Water was one of my favorites. Hate the Club was also one of my favorites. Hate the Club.
None Your Business is another good one.
Hate the Club was so... Wait, no. Not Hate the Club. It's... What's the one she does where she's like being a little slut?
It's Hate the Club.
Is it Hate the Club though? Because there was another one. Oh, hold on. No, I know the song, but I literally...
That's literally the one where, and like every stud in the front row is like, she wants me so bad.
And who's to say she doesn't? And who's to say she doesn't? Is she going to tell you herself?
That's Hate the Club. I love that one.
Everybody's Business. I love that song. I thought that was the other one that she did. Wait, I'll just look up what you said.
Wait, I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. Okay.
You play it then.
Play the song?
Not play the song. You run the playlist.
Yeah, Water's in. She does Water, then she does Can I? Water.
Yeah, Can I is a great
one.
That
album, it's called It Was Good Until It Wasn't, is so good.
That's one of my favorite ones.
I honestly think one of her best albums. I think it's her best album.
I'm so emotionally connected to Sweet Sexy Savage, though, because I literally played that till my ears bled.
I never like listened to that album, and now that I listen to this playlist literally every day, I think Distraction and Peace of Mind are two of my favorite songs.
I loved that album, bro.
It's
and I
so good.
Was too brokey to have to listen to it with no ads, so I would always look it up on SoundCloud.
That's why you guys like I didn't know a lot of these songs, so I'm like, I wish she did Tangerine. She did, but I didn't know what song it was.
Yeah,
but Tangerine's one of my favorite Kehlani songs. I love that song.
What's one that I wish she did?
What's the one with Music Soul Child that
you
like?
Footsteps. Yeah. Ooh, that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
To you.
Footsteps is so good.
You know what's one of my favorite Kehlani songs is Nights Like This. I do love that song. But Alter is my favorite song by Kehlani, and I was right.
All bangers, no skips.
Yeah.
Period.
The whole show was so fun.
Yeah. So I would say my favorite ones that she performed were like Can I, Water.
Hate the club,
and then one I wish she performed was Footsteps.
Yeah,
and that's one of me and Billy's favorite songs. I actually showed Billy that song. I'm like, you should listen to this. I think you'll like it, and he did. Played the fuck out of that EP. Like,
she's so good live, dude. Very. Excited.
She's so good so live, good. And she dances, mm-hmm. Girl. What the fuck? And she looks so cool. Like her tour outfits were so sick. I was like, girl, you better work, bitch.
And she didn't look tired or sweaty the whole time, and I was really impressed. I was so sweaty, but it was really fun.
Yeah, we were so sweaty dancing in the box.
And I drank too much wine on accident. Highly recommend.
It was a blast, though. It was really fun. She was so great live.
At the YouTube theater.
I cannot wait to hear her new album. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be awesome.
I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. If you enjoyed this episode, you can stream other episodes every week and listen to podcasts. The video version is always on our YouTube channel. But other than that, we'll see you next time.
You do that every time. You do that every time.
Cut.
Bye.